Reforms have already begun in Egypt. A caretaker government led by the military is running the affairs of state. Samir Radwan is now the country's finance minister. He was selected in the final days of the former Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak. As the World's Ben Gilbert reports, the former international economist has his work cut out for him.
At the beginning of Egypt's unrest in late January, economist Samir Radwan experienced firsthand what the breakdown of law and order was doing to his country. He found himself guarding his apartment building with neighbors. That was before then-President Hosni Mubarak named him finance minister in a bid to defuse growing protests. Radwan says his guard shift ended when neighbors told him they had it taken care of.
Everybody told me, no, you better go and try to do something more useful.
Now, in the third week of his new job, the Egyptian finance minister's office in the Ministry of Finance still isn't quite his. The former finance minister's awards and books still line the bookshelves. Radwan returned to Egypt in 2003 after nearly 30 years as a senior economist at the International Labor Organization. Back in Egypt, he ran a regional think tank and then worked as an advisor to Egypt's financial regulator. Egypt suffers from widespread poverty, low-wage jobs, and a massive state-funded bureaucracy. But he says he's enjoying the opportunity for change, which Egypt's revolution has provided.
Perhaps the advantage these young people have created for Egypt is to try to think of non-traditional solutions to very traditional problems, problems that had been with us for several years. And we have been moving around in circles around these problems. It's time now, in this new spirit, to confront these problems head on.
One of the biggest issues, Radwan says, is the bureaucracy. He says there are 6 million government employees for Egypt's population of 80 million people. That, he says, is one of the highest ratios in the world, around one government employee for every 12 or 13 people.
And those 12 go home totally dissatisfied with the service.
Many public sector employees have other jobs on the side. Beyond that, he says 50% of the country's workforce is in low-wage, low-productivity, informal sector jobs. That can mean anything from shining shoes to selling tourists trinkets. Radwan wants more financing for small and medium-sized businesses to increase income and job opportunities. He wants to create semi-private organizations to help train people. He says areas that could grow here include tourism, manufacturing, and the huge but decayed cotton industry.
Of late, like in the last 20 years, there was no technological advance in those companies. And they employ huge numbers of people. And we are still using the technology of the 1960s or 70s. I buy my cotton shirts from Geneva, not from Cairo, and it is Egyptian cotton.
After his interview, Radwan planned to meet a group of labor organizers. He had invited them to the finance ministry's auditorium. Under Mubarak, the unions were dominated by well-paid regime cronies. Now that the old bosses have been removed, unions are demanding better pay and job conditions.
Everybody wants a job now and wants a high salary now. The one simple question that is not posed, that's absent, is do I really deserve this? And this is a good chance to bring the society up to the level of the aspirations of those people in Tahrir Square.
If there was any time when dreams could come true in Egypt, it's now. But the clock is ticking. Radwan worries he and his colleagues in the caretaker cabinet have just 6 months before elections to begin fixing what's broken after 30 years of autocratic rule. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Cairo.
You can check out more of Ben Gilbert's reporting in Cairo and explore all of The World's extensive coverage of events in Egypt. That includes slideshows, live Twitter updates, and perspectives from other Arab nations. It's all at theworld.org/Egypt.